This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and KBEM Jazz 88 Minneapolis. We are broadcasting live at the North Hennepin Community College in Brooklyn Park. Coming up on the end of our last hour here in the suburbs, nothing matters quite as much as raising children. Demographics show the burbs attract families of all kinds, people raising kids in a cyclone of scheduled activities and sports. Animal control will also tell you that outer ring suburbs like Brooklyn Park attract feral cats and encroaching woodland creatures. When these worlds collide, you know that even the wily smarty pants of the forest, the North American raccoon, is no match for the modern challenge of extracurricular activities.
I'm so excited! We have been selected as the three parents in charge of Little League team management for the month of July! With only a few weeks until the tournament, it will be up to us to feed them on the field and chaperone after-game events. Isn't it wonderful?
You know, my son Eric was just named starting pitcher for the team. I'm so proud of him.
Well, you ladies know we're just raccoons, right? I mean, I'm only here because the boy said there were primo garbage cans next to the ball fields.
Oh, Fred. I'm a little worried about this summer, though. Eric's gonna be so busy. He's teaching underprivileged marmots from Quebec, Kazakhstan how to swim.
Well, does he have to go to Kuzaheka Deka Sausage for that?
Oh, no. It's one of those academic swimming classes you can take through Skype. You know, on the computer, up on the second floor of the Blue House. It'll look so good on his college applications. We're looking at Harford, but the University of Mammalsota is our safety.
Yeah, that's lovely, Marianne. Now, we're going to be the three most organized, attentive raccoon parents this team has ever seen. I've created an agenda for today's meeting that will keep us on track. And the first order of business... Fred! What are you doing?
Sorry, ladies. My crotch is covered in bacon grease. Don't ask. Just taking care of some business over here.
Well, there will be plenty of time to lick the bacon grease off your unmentionables after our meeting. Put that away, please, please. Now, the first order of business is the seventh inning snack. We'll provide the team with a nutritious, filling snack that will sustain them to the end of the game. I was thinking perhaps a free-range farm-raised turkey roast with whole wheat buns.
You know, Beth, my son Eric is captain on the debate team, and when they go to meets, the whole meal is catered by Bonicelli's.
Well, that's a lovely idea, Marianne, but I'm not sure we can afford it.
Well, Bonicelli's has a free dumpster. I mean, it's pretty good, but I don't think they deliver.
Fred, we aren't here to continue eating out of garbage cans like our raccoon grandparents.
Good enough for them.
We want something better for our kids. Quality, gluten-free, peanut-free ingredients prepared without added sugar.
Well, there's a half a gluten-free veggie pizza floating in the brine at the bottom of the trash bin by the dugouts. What's wrong with that?
That actually is an option.
Yeah.
But I really think we can do better.
My son Eric says that Bonicelli's is just delicious. They've got meatballs, salad, breadsticks, wine.
What?
Oh, the wine is just for the adult raccoons.
I mean, you want to get high, start popping the little bags of apples that all the people throw out at McDonald's.
Fred! We have to be responsible adults.
What's it matter? I mean, our kids are just going to run around on this field at night and have some fun. This time next year, we'll be fighting them for mates, territory, and limited resources. Just enjoy the moment.
Shame on you. Such low expectations for your cubs. I feel sorry for them.
We didn't move out here to the suburbs to live that way anymore.
Hey, that was foul. Shoot, they just gave up another run. That ump must be blind.
Well, he's a mole, so yes, he is blind. He's the only one who was available. The feral cats are up at the gravel pit, and the stray dogs don't call strikes. They only call bow wows.
All right, everybody's got problems. We don't need to hold all these meetings and make it more complicated than it needs to be. Now, I don't know about you ladies, but there's a batch of spoiled dough behind the Panera Bread's got my name on it.
Oh, Dad, you'll never believe it. Coach says me and Jake are good enough to go to baseball camp next week.
Yeah, Dad, this previously unknown activity is now the most important thing to our delicate sense of worth.
I don't know, guys. Camp is expensive, and I buried everything we had under that old meth house that the fire department burned down.
Aww. It's okay, Dad. Coach says we can get scholarships if you're willing to chaperone.
Chaperone, huh?
Eric will be at the camp. Maybe we could arrange some play dates before then so the Cubs can get to know each other.
I've been a head chaperone at the camp for 3 years. We could sure use the help, especially with untangling all the iPod headphones.
What do you say, Dad?
Well, I've always gotten by using my dexterous paws. I just never thought it would come to this. Okay, you can go.
Yay!
Also, Dad, we signed up for hockey. Where's Eveleth?
The great Northern Radio player.